Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great journalist who is no stranger to great controversy is Andrew Sullivan, who has a new book looking back on 32 years of American history and American writing about that history as it unfolds. And Andrew Sullivan has just posted something, I mean just moments ago, that somebody else had written, the headline from Kevin Drum: after 24 hours of panic, our withdrawal from Afghanistan is suddenly running smoothly. Really? We will get to that in a moment. It is a pleasure to welcome back to this show someone I greatly respect. Andrew Sullivan, one-time youngest editor ever of New Republic, somebody who has been sympathetic to elements of the right, sympathetic to elements of the left, and sympathetic at all times to the cause of the United States of America. Andrew, congratulations on your new book, Out on a Limb.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
It's Out on a Limb, selected writing 1989 to 2021. Before we get to the news of the moment, I wanted to ask you this because you're looking back at a substantial amount of history. And what do you believe has changed for the better, most notably in America, in that 32-year span? And then also, what do you believe has changed most notably for the worse in 32 years since 1989?
Wow, that's a big question. We are still a free, multiracial, multicultural democracy with our stresses and strains. But when you see people rushing to escape, clinging to airplanes, you begin to realize that oppression, as it's properly understood, is not really at play in the United States. It is at play elsewhere. And to have sustained that democracy in this time has been an achievement, however rough that passage has been. I also, you know, I'll be personal about this. I think it's a much better time and place to be a gay person in 2021 than it was in 1989. Toleration and acceptance has grown, and integration into the broader society has helped, and doesn't seem to have had any particular bad consequences. And obviously, we've had both good and bad. We have also transformed the world technologically in the last 20 to 30 years, especially with the Internet, which has done some wonderful things in opening up diverse voices to new listeners, but also, of course, has developed terrible tendencies to demonize, malign, and cast aspersions on all sorts of people. Now, on the bad stuff, I think we are obviously a far more tribal country than we were. The idea that we are all just individual citizens, regardless of our race or sex or gender or anything, and that we can deliberate reasonably about the common good has been somewhat overtaken by the notion that we are two tribes fighting each other, who hate each other more than we love our country at some times, in some places, and at some points. And we've seen the emergence of two nations, to use Disraeli's old phrase, in America, and the extraordinary difficulty of finding a way to bridge the gap between those two nations, which is, of course, now our most pressing task.
So I think I certainly agree with you about the polarization and the separation into a tribal different identity, but it's also greatly exacerbated by, you mentioned the Internet before, the embrace of increasingly preposterous conspiracy theories. You know, we on this radio show for 26 years, we used to do a feature called Conspiracy Day, where people would call up once a month with a full moon with their favorite conspiracy theories, and it was kind of amusing. But when people start conspiracizing, and serious numbers of people, about allegedly blood-drinking, child-molesting Satanists who run the entire world, that's not funny anymore. That's dangerous,
isn't
it?
No, it isn't funny. And I think the collapse of the media's credibility, of the mainstream media's ability to sell the truth, has helped foment these conspiracies, or even in some cases, when you think of the idea that Trump was involved in some massive decades-long conspiracy with the Soviets and with the Russian government to undermine American democracy. That was a crazy conspiracy theory that was taken seriously and propagated by much of the mainstream media. So I couldn't agree with you more. And I think some of the conspiracies around the notion that the last election was somehow subverted or corrupted or rendered illegitimate is another form. And the question is, how do we get back to reason and facts and a shared understanding of reality? And I think that's what we have to aim for. And I'm afraid that some elements on the left, especially the postmodernists and the woke, are undermining any ability to find empirical, objective reality. And that's their goal.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A great privilege to speak to Andrew Sullivan, whose new book is just out, Out on a Limb, it is called, Selected Writing, 1989 to 2021. You just posted this piece by Kevin Drum, and, you know, it's interesting. I'd been speaking to my listeners just before you posted it about how hard it is to find somebody who thinks the Biden administration is doing a good job of handling this situation. The fact that things are running more smoothly in Afghanistan after 24 hours of horror, you don't believe things are actually going well right now, do you?
No. My post is that it's just a little moment of good news, that there is not complete collapse. It appears to be the airport, and some initiatives to find a way to get people into asylum are underway. But look, this has happened far more swiftly than we were led to believe, most damagingly, far more swiftly than Biden himself insisted was going to happen. He told us the Afghan government was going to last for quite a while longer and allow us to get out in time. However, I do think it's important to note that there is no easy or good way to lose a war and to leave a country having failed to conquer it, or having conquered it but been unable to hold it. And I think we must not make the perfect the enemy of the good. I mean, in some ways, the idea that this would have at any time been an orderly or peaceful process is a delusion. It was always going to be something like this. And the fact that the U.S. intelligence did not foresee this, or if they did foresee it, did not have the leadership understand that, shows, I think, how all along we have been unable to understand the dynamics of an extraordinarily different culture and different society, which we are trying to understand through the lens of America, which is a lens that will not tell us the truth about Afghanistan. And look, you can't be more in favor of people's freedom than they are themselves. And at some point, the alternative was to stay there forever. And so I think I'm of the view that this could not have succeeded. It was not succeeding. There was no easy way to get out. If you had said you were leaving and given them a few months' notice, then the Taliban might have expedited the attack and the fall might have come even more quickly.
We will be right back with Andrew Sullivan. We do need to go to a break, and I'm pleased to have you after the break. His new book is called Out on a Limb, and Selected Writings Between 1989 and Today. We'll talk a little bit about the future of both parties, or does either party have a future? Coming up on The Medved Show with Andrew Sullivan.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey. The keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by Andrew Sullivan, prolific author, extraordinarily influential columnist. His new book is called Out on a Limb, and it features highlights of his writing on personal matters, including a very touching piece about the death of a dog, and personal struggles, and opinion about the struggles of the country as well. The book is called Out on a Limb, Writings 1989 to 2021. Andrew, you've been critical of both parties at times, and obviously I think most people would think appropriately critical. Do you believe that the two parties as we know them are going to continue to function this way with this party identity into the foreseeable future? Or is there likely to be the transformation of one or both of those two parties?
Well, let's take the Democrats. I think that they are winning many arguments on economics. And if they focused on that, universal access to health care, child credits, and some raising of taxes on the very wealthy to help the middle class, they will do well. And their moment in some ways has come because of the massive inequality that our capitalist success has nonetheless created. But they have become so wedded to the notion that what matters is what group you belong to, so obsessed with the notion of group rights, racial rights, sexual minority rights, in ways that are not about individuals, but about groups. Insofar as they then want to install equity, which is essentially reverse race discrimination and sex discrimination. If they want to promote radical ideas like critical race theory, they are going to lose the center. And that is going to doom them. And especially since when you look at their leadership, you can see that Biden's really the only one who has any appeal to the middle of the country. If he were to disappear for some reason and Kamala Harris would be our president, I think the country would be far more polarized, and I think the Democrats would do much worse. Now to the Republicans, I honestly believe that unless they give up their cultish devotion to Trump, they are not going to recover as a governing party. However, the things that Trump noted and brought attention to, uncontrolled mass immigration changing the country in ways that most people don't want, or a free trade policy that has unfairly decimated the lives and fortunes of many working class white Americans and black Americans, for that matter, in this country. Those things need to be addressed, and the right is the place that can address it if they do so pragmatically. I look at Britain, where the Conservative Party has not gone completely crazy, has not attempted to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, is not a cult. And they're doing very well in former Labour constituencies, in former left-wing, because they believe in the nation-state. They do not apologize for being British. They support the poor, but they're not interested in demonizing the rich. And they're creating a new kind of conservatism that is nationalist, slightly more statist in economics, and also controlling the borders. I think that is a very fruitful place. You know, it's also true that most members of minorities don't actually believe in this group stuff. They want to succeed as individuals, and they are not liking some of the rhetoric coming out from the left. And that's why you saw some movement towards the Republicans from Latinos and from African Americans in the last election. So if the Republicans were to go anti-woke, but controlling immigration, controlling trade so that we do not disadvantage America's consumers and producers, and not indulge in anti-constitutional or cult-like behavior on the part of cult leaders like Trump, they stand, I think, in better stead in the near future than the Democrats. But they both have to get over their own internal obsessions. One, the obsession with Trump, and the other, the obsession with wokeness.
Well, the obsession with Trump goes both ways, of course, because there's a negative obsession. Democrats, you know that line from Brokeback Mountain, I just can't seem to quit you. and the Democrats can't seem to quit Donald Trump. They love broadcasting his rallies. They love monster movies, basically. And they try to portray Trump as a horror movie. Now, with all of that, you will grant that he is likely to be a candidate for renomination and to have a great deal of support. Do you think that he is, a number of people have suggested, including some guests on this show, that his renomination is inevitable. You don't believe that?
I do. Well, we don't know. I think it's fair to say I don't know, and I can't predict the future. I assume that he will, because his pride forbids him from letting go and letting anyone else take the limelight. On the other hand, I don't think he can win, absent a real collapse in the Democratic vote. He couldn't win last time, even with a really strong advantage in the Electoral College structurally. He lost that election. And I think in his psyche, if he were to lose twice, it would be far more damning to his psyche than if he were to lose once and pretended that it was stolen from him. In other words, I think his ego goes both ways. Maybe he doesn't want to risk a second defeat that would really make it look like he lost. He won't have the excuse of a quote-unquote stolen election. But maybe his ego is such as he cannot tolerate anybody else kicking the limelight. But I do think smart, forward-looking Republicans are going to have to look past him, around him, or in some way to counter his energy and his cultish personality.
Okay, can you throw out a couple of names of smart, energetic Republicans who might want to look beyond Trump and actually run against him and win?
Well, who knows whether they'll run against him. Right now, they will never say that. But I do think someone like Tom Cotton or someone like Ron DeSantis could provide a way forward for some of the themes that Trump ran on and support the people that Trump reached out to without carrying his massive liabilities, two impeachments, an attempt to destroy the peaceful transfer of power, all of which, to my mind, disqualifies him utterly from future public office. I, for one, cannot support a Republican Party in any way that still caters to this person. He's unhinged, he's unstable, and he's power mad. And we saw him do things in January that really no president in a Democratic Republic should ever even contemplate doing. And so I hope that for the sake of the Constitution, that he does not win the nomination and certainly not become president again.
That's Andrew Sullivan, his new book, Out on a Limb. He just went out on one. It's called Selected Writing, 1989 to 2021. Godspeed to you, Andrew, and thanks for joining us. When we come back, what about the political future in light of Afghanistan coming up?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Taliban has seized control of Afghanistan for the first time since 2001. They declared an amnesty across the country and encouraged women to join their government. But Afghans remain skeptical that the Taliban really changed its ultra-conservative Islamic views. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan updates reporters about the situation in Afghanistan.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the safe passage of civilians to the airport, and we intend to hold them to that commitment.
The Defense Department is assessing earthquake damage in Haiti. Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the Pentagon is sending 8 helicopters and a joint task force to Haiti to start providing humanitarian efforts. Haiti was slammed by Tropical Storm Grace after suffering a deadly earthquake on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a little bit of breaking news. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has apparently tested positive for COVID-19. Presumably it is the highly contagious Delta variant. He had been fully vaccinated. Regardless of how you feel about Governor Abbott and his policy on voting legislation or abortion legislation, or certainly his policy trying to ban in local school districts in Texas those districts from imposing mask mandates or vaccine mandates. Regardless of how you feel about that, you got to wish the guy a speedy and full recovery. Look, that is one of those things that is otherworldly about the United States. And I was talking to Andrew Sullivan. If I were asked the worst thing that's changed, it has been the inability for Americans to seem to come together on anything. I mean, you would think that in the midst of this pandemic where everybody, I mean, in every aspect of our lives, there are people, including little kids now, who are testing positive for the coronavirus. And there are far, far more little kids than there used to be who are actually very sick, very ill. It's not just like the common cold. And yet we have such an impossible time of getting together today. And at some point on shows coming up, I do think it's worth exploring. Why? Why should it be? I mean, we had this horrible terror attack 20 years ago. And we were able to come together as a country. And people say, oh, yeah, and then we got forever wars. Well, I don't believe it's fair to say that the Afghan war was some kind of disaster, it achieved its main goal, which was to keep America safe from terrorist attack. And people forget that after the East Africa embassy bombings that the Al-Qaeda had attempted, we had tried to strike back, hitting targets in Sudan, probably the wrong target entirely, and coming close to getting Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. And that was under Bill Clinton. And then we were able to achieve basic years of security for the United States against major devastating terror attacks like we had received on September 11th. That, it seems to me, is worth remembering and keeping in context. And to understand why there should be more bitter opposition and ferocious struggle over vaccines or over masking in the issue of public health, that's an American riddle. The Pentagon says Kabul airport is secure and it plans to be evacuating 5,000 to 9,000 people per day. CNBC is actually reporting on intelligence failure of the highest order, how Afghanistan fell to the Taliban so quickly. After nearly two decades of war, more than 6,000 American lives lost, over 100,000 Afghans killed, and more than $2 trillion spent by the U.S., the speed of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has shocked the world, they say. U.S. defense officials reportedly expected Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to fall in 90 days. It took less than 10 days. Well, it took less than 10 days, not because the Taliban were so effective. It was just that once the word was given that the United States was leaving, we had a time limit. There weren't that many Afghan service members. And by the way, that number that we have been using, that the media have been using, that there were 300,000 people in the Afghan army, there weren't. It wasn't that large. And probably half that size or less. But still, a formidable army, and it should have been able to last longer. But once you have indicated that we're getting out of here, then, of course, people are much less willing to be the last person to die for a free Afghanistan. Among the key causes, analysts say, are intelligence failures, a more powerful Taliban, corruption, money, cultural differences, and willpower. It's just how much denouncing to folks that you are no longer going to be standing by them. That's what did in this particular effort. The Washington Post, Philip Rucker, he spoke this way about President Biden and his performance in this situation. This is clip number four.
And what's amazing is President Biden ran for office as the foreign policy expert, decades of service in the Senate, formed the Senate Relations Committee, and yet look at how poorly planned this seems to be right now. It is a calamity playing out hour by hour on television, and one that the experts in the government here had not anticipated happening. And it speaks to how challenging the situation is, but it also raises some serious questions about the lack of intelligence or lack of foresight among the national security team to not foresee that these cities could fall so quickly.
Or basically to prepare for the entire operation. One of the things that is stunning to me, and I've been thinking about it today as the show has unfolded with our various guests, is one of the things that happens, the White House staff is about 1,400 individuals. A lot of people work for the president. And he has some people who work for him in the speech writing shop who are basically there to help President Biden prepare anything that he may need. And the idea that they did not come out with a speech announcing their step-by-step proposal why did they have to wait, to, first of all, to call him back from Camp David when he should have been in Washington, D.C., for something as important as this, and to anticipate the fact that there would be some difficulties and then make a formal announcement and do a formal announcement with some of your military team, with the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and some of the Republican leadership. Bring on Mitch McConnell. Bring on Kevin McCarthy. I think given the fact that this was Trump's policy that he was following up on, he could have done that. And then save your best arguments for presenting to the American people. He was caught unawares. What did he think? Things were going to go beautifully? Well, sure. It's like the State Department, which joined with the UN Security Council in demanding, and the language is really very notable. They demanded an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get that from the Taliban. This is not a parody. This is a real statement from a State Department spokesman, also speaking for the UN Security Council. Clip 8.
Additionally, the UN Security Council issued a joint press statement earlier today calling for a new government that is united, inclusive, and representative, including with the full and meaningful participation of women. The Council spoke with one voice to underscore that Afghanistan must abide by its international obligations, including to international humanitarian law, and ensure the safety and security of all Afghans and international citizens.
I'm sure they're going to listen to that. This is, as Matt Walsh, who posted that on Twitter, said, that this is not Babylon B. This really actually happened. And a real statement from a State Department spokesman who seems like he's doing a parody. We will be back with more breaking news on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is increasing talk among some Republicans, and I think it's problematic, but it's worth reflecting on what it says about this moment in history in which we find ourselves. There's talk about trying to drive Joe Biden out of office. Either through impeachment, there is a congresswoman from upstate New York, not the one who's just about to become governor because of Andrew Cuomo's resignation. Kathy Hochul is a former member of Congress, Democrat, of course. But a Republican congresswoman named Claudia Tenney, who's a big target for the Democrats to try to knock off her seat. I certainly hope she holds it. But she's talking about initiating some kind of investigation and preparation, perhaps an impeachment, perhaps a 25th Amendment kind of protest to drive Biden out of office. Much more seriously, Rick Scott, who is the senator from Florida, former governor, and Rick Scott is also the chair for the GOP senatorial campaign committee, so he's in charge of all the Senate races around the country. He's talked seriously about the 25th Amendment. Now, the 25th Amendment was passed after the Kennedy assassination, and what it means is it creates a situation where someone takes over for the president, the vice president, if the president is incapacitated. And there were Democrats who very stupidly were talking about using the 25th Amendment, and of course they made the stupid mistake, and it was a mistake for them politically. It was also wrong, and even arguably a constitutional abuse to impeach him two times. Neither time was successful. It didn't help the Democrats. It didn't severely damage Trump, but it damaged the country. And now that they're having that same kind of talk about Biden, It's truly pathetic, and it's inappropriate. And the one thing that people don't keep in mind, and this goes to something that, honest to goodness, it's worth thinking about, right? President Trump called for President Biden to resign in disgrace. And do I think that the way that President Biden has handled this Afghanistan thing is disgraceful? Absolutely. It's a disaster. It will be recorded, I believe, in our history as one of the epic disasters in both its handling and its substance of any presidential management of foreign policy or domestic policy, for that matter. It's an epic presidential blunder. And Biden's speech yesterday was a complete again, it was a complete disappointment and achieved nothing for him except to make him look feeble and unprepared and contradictory and ineffective. Now, all of that is true, but if you get the president to resign, or if through some miracle you get him declared incapacitated under the 25th Amendment, or if he is impeached and removed from office, welcome President Harris, which I don't think is the way in which the nation should go. And if for some reason Vice President Harris is forced to resign along with President Trump, they're both going to go, well then, welcome President Pelosi. And then if it's not President Pelosi, it's a welcome President Patrick Leahy, the very elderly, he's 88, even more elderly than Biden, welcoming back Pat Leahy, the senator from Vermont, who's Senate pro tem of the Senate, which means he's the oldest Democrat in the U.S. Senate right now. And it goes on through the ranks of the Biden cabinet. So basically, if you want to curb or balance Biden's power, the way to do it is to find good candidates and make sure they win in the duel that we're going to have coming up for control of the U.S. Senate. Control of the U.S. Senate requires the Republicans to defend their own seats and then to have one seat they pick up. They got a good senatorial candidate in Nevada where Senator Masto is, I think, vulnerable according to the polling. She does not poll that well. And Adam Laxalt, who is a former gubernatorial candidate and son of a previous very much beloved U.S. Senator in Nevada, is just announced his candidacy. I think he can make a real run for it. In speaking of making a run for it, it's worth trying to put in history, it seems to me, some of what Russell Mead says about this, what is going on in what he calls Biden's Chamberlain moment. He writes in the Wall Street Journal, nothing is more vain than the hope that somehow this debacle will help the U.S. in the Indo-Pacific. For more than 70 years, India, whose massive population and economy make it a linchpin of any American strategy in Asia, has seen the world through the lens of its competition with Pakistan. Now, as Islamabad cements its ties with Beijing, the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan hands Pakistan a strategic victory and strengthens the most radical anti-Indian and anti-Western forces in its government. Few in New Delhi will perceive this catastrophe as a sign of Washington's competence or reliability. That's an understatement. If a third-tier country like Pakistan can tie the U.S. in knots, Indians will ask, what chance does Washington have against China? That context is extraordinarily important to remember. And speaking of remembering something, and one of the things to remember is don't make animated features too long and too complicated. But that's one of the problems that faces Vivo. That's the new animated feature with songs written by and the vocal talents featured in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Lin-Manuel Miranda provides his voice in a series of new songs to an animated feature about a tropical rainforest monkey known as a kinkajou, whose elderly human partner wants to reconnect with a long-lost love. It's called Vivo, now streaming on Netflix.
So you guys were like a duo.
She was also the love of my life, but I never told her how I felt. All my love, I put it into a song.
And to get that song to the object of all that love, a famous singer voiced by Gloria Estefan, Vivo, the spunky monkey, must team with a nonconformist little girl in a dangerous voyage through the Florida Everglades to make it to a Miami nightclub in time for a farewell concert. The plot's silly, the animation is adequate, and the musical numbers are initially catchy but ultimately forgettable. Rated PG for some moments with a mildly scary python, Vivo is a disappointment considering all the talent involved. 2 stars for the middling, mediocre Vivo. And, again, even for people who love animated films, this has a feeling that you've sort of seen some of the imagery before. And even though it does represent, I guess, the first attempt to feature a journey from Cuba to Florida, and some of the scenes of Cuba look fairly atmospheric, it's hard to imagine sticking with this film for its entire length, which feels much longer than it is, never a good sign. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, I'm very proud to have back General Barry McCaffrey, who was not only one time our drug czar, but is frankly one of the most decorated officers in the U.S. Army, 4-star general, and a strategic thinker of the first rank. Where does he stand on what we do next to right the ship of American foreign policy? We'll also be speaking with Governor Chris Christie. Remember him. He ran for president. He was part of the Trump transition team. In fact, he was head of the Trump transition team. He has some perspectives on things about the Trump administration that most people don't know and therefore don't appreciate. He'll also give us his perspective on the challenges in foreign policy and in New Jersey. And in bringing the country together and maybe making some progress, getting people vaccinated, protected, turning a corner concerning the pandemic, is that too much to hope for, really? Maybe not too much to pray for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.